All right, so when you look at the two, they're very similar to each other. Both preach a message to the audience. You know, the kingdom one sort of lends itself to being more towards the Israelites, and the gospel of grace tends to be more towards, you know, everybody. But in reality, I mean, like, people who weren't Israelites, they were saved in the Old Testament as well. There were Gentiles who became believers in the Old Testament. Abraham was called the father of nations. So really, when you look at the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of grace, they're both meant to be a saving thing. Now, there does seem to be some sort of distinction where gospel of the kingdom lends itself to be more about kingdom performance, whereas grace is all about God's grace. So there might be that little bit of thing as well. Some try to say that the message of the cross is not part of the kingdom message because it was for the Israelites, but the gospel of grace, you know, the cross is for everybody. The kingdom meant to be more for, you know, distinguishing between Israelites and Jews, whereas the gospel of grace, there is no Jew or Gentile, that kind of thing. But when you look at both of them, the fact is that there is that level of, okay, this is God's message to help save mankind. There's not a ton of differences between the two, more similarities than there are differences, I would say.